I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast, where at our respective jobs, we are desperately hoping we don't win Employee of the Month because we do not want to get fired the next month, as has been happening in the Premier League, which has necessitated a very, very emergency podcast between me, Tariq, and joining us as our resident Red Devil, Vishal. So, Vishal, we are recording this.
Hello, guys.
Hours after the repercussions are still sinking in of Manchester United sacking Ruben Amorim. Broadly speaking, obviously not necessarily a surprise. And this is not even, although it is only January 5th, the first Premier League sacking of the year, because on New Year's Day, Chelsea had decided New Year, new manager. So had sacked Enzo Maresca. Well, 240-somethings losing their jobs after winning the manager, Premier League Manager of the Month in November and October, respectively. So there are reasons for panelists of Soccer Sense to be worried on other fronts. But Vishal, obviously, there's a lot of hysteria that will go along with this. There is some immediate and proximate causes people are citing, including a fiery press conference that Ruben Amorim was part of. And we'll come to the comments in that press conference in a second, but quickly to your first thoughts about what this is, the sixth United manager firing we're covering on this podcast.
Yeah, well, we've covered all of them. We've had all the entire boys downwards.
Yes, because the podcast was started during Sir Alex's last season.
Yeah, we've covered them all. We've seen the good and the bad and the absolutely terrible days of Manchester United. Man. But yeah, immediate reaction is that of, I'm quite disappointed, actually. I think I think the United team were taking some shape and form. There were two systems really falling into place. One, the plan A and plan B. I think plan and both of them seem to be taking some shape and form. Players seem to be understanding their roles, understanding the level of accountability that is required to be representing Manchester United, and all of that put together, I think yes, the results were up and down. I think that's completely fair, because it was still one complete transfer window in. So what did they expect? There is still lots to clean up. There is still lots to get. And therefore, am I disappointed in the decision? 100%. Did I see it coming? Actually, yeah. I did not see it coming, to be completely honest. This is something that if we are referencing the press conference, you just strap him on the knuckle and tell him who the management is, who the bosses are, and what your role is if you have a disagreement. But yeah, this is quite extreme, I think, from a United perspective. But am I surprised from the management's decision making? No, absolutely not. I think our management is absolutely rubbish, and it continues to prove that consistently over time. And yep, that's really the root of the problem here.
Right. So, and as with many things, Soccer Sense, what we usually do is take a step back and try to sort of synthesize the problem in a larger perspective because we're trying to separate the sense from the immediate sort of excitement and knee-jerk reaction that is happening to all of this. Obviously, there are lots of threads to pull at. There are a lot of stories to go at. And like you said, that press conference may not have been why this actually happened. You know, it's like learning the French Revolution at school, right? That there are like four causes, some of them financial, some of them social, some of them proximate and immediate. But Amram did hint at something in that press conference, which is something that we have been discussing for a long time, and particularly when the issue of United has come up, we have brought it up multiple times, which was that he said in a very pithy line that I have come here to be the manager of Manchester United and not the coach. And we have discussed this, in fact, in a pod this season where we talked about the powers that managers have these days and how the personality of managers and systems have taken over. Amorim also obviously came in with that kind of a thought process, talking about the 3-4-3 system. And then there are others who are criticizing his system from a point of view, saying that, oh, we don't do things like this at United because you ought to be playing the wide on the wing and so on and so forth. Whereas he was uncompromising in his system, which meant, again, the uncompromising and obstinate attitude of, well, among others, Jason Wilcox, the football director. So does this bring into sharper focus the issue between, let's say, the CEO and the football director vis-a-vis the manager, which is something that you have talked a lot about in actually previous episodes of the pod also?
Absolutely, and I think you nailed multiple concerns at United, right? And I'll take a step back and start from the style of football and who are United, right? All of these armchair experts who are talking about United's style of football are obviously did not pay enough attention to what Fergie did in his last season, right? Where he truly realized the 4-4-2 didn't work, right? It is time that you moved on from that system. He started playing a diamond. Right, and that's why that the last season nobody saw that coming. Right, Fergie started playing the diamond formation, and this is Alex Ferguson who did it for God knows how many years. Right, if he saw a change in the trend happening, who are these guys who not managed possibly anything to really give a point of view on football management? It's not our place. We don't understand it. We don't do it. So therefore, know your role and sit down. Right, then looking at the Manchester United management and the system. Now, if you really look at what happened in that press conference, it was finally a manager standing up for himself and saying, listen, this was what my job description, right? This is what I was here to deliver, right? And that's what I intend on delivering. Do you have a problem with it? Then it can be addressed in 18 months. It can be addressed right now. He said it in as many words. You can either move on right now or in 18 months, you can move on, right? And I think it is fair because there have been too many managers who have hinted at this, right? Saying there were promises made, but not fulfilled. And again, we were going into a January transfer window where he's clearly identified what are the gaps that need to be filled, right? Which will possibly elevate the team. And it was come out and said that he might not get this support. And therefore, the manager is bound to feel frustration. Could he have voiced it better? Could he have used another platform, another forum where he could have first had a conversation with the club before he had a emotional outburst in media? 100%. But hindsight is always perfect, right? Did that warrant the sacking of the manager completely? I do not think so. Because what example are you setting, right? Who's going to want to come to Manchester United now? Which manager in a sane mind is going to want to come to Manchester United? Because there have been 13 managers in 10 years, all saying similar to same thing. Some 1 year after leaving, 2 years after leaving, immediately after leaving, but they're all saying the same things, and you've now proved it. So good luck attracting a manager. You can associate all the names you want, you can throw all the money you want, but a manager at the end of the day is going to also think about saying, are they going to really back them up come, the times
Yeah,
like this? And United have set enough example on that front. So if United are really serious about fixing their shit, then really start looking at owner,
at the right.
management, board of director downwards, like, because it is just terrible. None of them know what it takes to run a football club, and it's clearly showing. But maybe this is the times that we are living in, and maybe if you can't win trophies, how you attract eyeballs and keep getting managers in.
So, which of course is what we have seen and has been our continuing frustration with United in particular, but many other teams in general, talking about Chelsea, who somehow seem to manage to get these managers on a very rotational basis, and yet somehow are still able to show a little bit of well, silver for it. However, again, Vishal, to your point about ownership, Chelsea themselves, since Todd Boehly came in as owner, have not really done much either in terms of, let's say, actually putting something into the trophy cabinet or really coming across
No,
as a team
the
that
fans are going to come at us saying they won the
the
club
champion.
champion, World Cup championship.
Yes,
So
the Champions League, and of course the world champion title.
it's like how Cleveland, I mean, who the Boston Celtics, right? Or whoever are the NBA champions or the world champions of basketball. It is just as meritorious as
So
that.
currently it is the Celtics, which of course brings us to one other important point that we need to address, because while this is an emergency pod and not a regular one, but nonetheless, Vishal, Arsenal have a 6-point lead with 18 games to go. They've been helped, of course, by said London club we were just talking about, which is Chelsea, who grabbed a last-minute equalizer against Manchester City to deny them the 3 points that would have cut that difference down to four, which it had been for a while. Arsenal, of course, made a statement win against Villa. We recorded the last pod just before the game against Villa, and of course, they're speculating how Arsenal would react. Looks like they have reacted pretty spectacularly. Are those the biggest tasks out of the way now?
Looks like it, but tough games coming up for sure. Again, it's about one, do you have the experience to not get carried away and relax and take your foot off the pedal? Two, do you not get too defensive and get into a shell to make sure that you protect the 6 points lead that you have? The most successful teams have not changed their style of football, have not relaxed, and have continued getting the results the way, same way. If you look at the cities and the Liverpool teams in the recent past, so I think that's where the experience is going to count, because within this Arsenal setup, be it the manager, be it the players, nobody has been there, done that. So therefore, that's really going to come to the fore right now, where it's purely going to be a test of experience and mental bandwidth and mental strength of these players and manager. Because it's very easy to say, okay, we have six, let's protect. But if you go into that mode, you're going to possibly lose this lead, because City will jump onto anything that you offer them.
And they of course have a game to face against City, and no, don't forget the
Yeah.
next game, the next very next fixture they have, they are up against a team that denied any goal scoring opportunities to Leeds and held Fulham to a 2-2 draw at home. That's Liverpool.
The party poopers.
So yeah, should be an interesting one, and we will of course be bringing you all our thoughts and reactions from that in the next pod. By when? Somebody who was present at the scene of the crime, that is Karan, who was at Craven Cottage to watch that spectacular equalizer from Fulham. And thanks to that, almost got ejected from the Soccer Sense group, will be joining us also to give his thoughts.
That ejection is
As
overdue.
well as an update from the championship. But for now, we move on and hope that we don't have to get together for another emergency pod to record either Arne Slot's firing, or for the matter, you never know, the next United or Chelsea manager would might be odds on as well. But we'll, as always, try to pick up the sense from all the nonsense that's going on around us. Meanwhile, this is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
See
Clearly,
you guys.
Vishal, we have to directly go to the Pope now to ask for the prayers for United.
Yeah, there is no prayers that can save this team and this management. There is no prayers.
See you guys next time.